the story of Big Tom taking the school whipping for his classmate, Little Jim. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast number 396, titled The Story of Big Tom Taking the School Whipping for His Classmate, Little Jim. Beloved, I am here to remind you of what the Holy Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Dear friends, Dr. A.C. Dixon, the famous Baptist preacher who was born in the mountains of Virginia, relates a wonderful story that happened years ago. Years ago, there was a certain school in this section of the mountains which no teacher could handle, and none lasted very long. The boys were so rough that every teacher resigned. Every teacher resigned. A young gray-eyed teacher soon applied for the position. The old school director looked him up and down and then said, "Young fellow, do you have any idea what you are getting yourself into?" An awful beat down from the students, he said. Then he said, "Every teacher we have had for years has had to take it." The rather serious-minded teacher replied, "I'll take the risk." On the following Monday morning, as he stood before his new students, one big fellow named Tom whispered to his classmates, "Boys, I won't need any help. I can lick him by myself." The teacher said, "Good morning, boys. We have come to conduct school today. But I confess I do not know how unless you help me. Suppose we have a few rules. You tell me and I will write them on the blackboard. Come on now, help me out." One fellow yelled, "No stealing." Another yelled, "Be on time." Finally, 10 rules were written across the blackboard. "Now," said the teacher, "a law is not good unless there is a penalty attached. What shall we do with the one who breaks the rules?" Somebody hollered from the back, "Beat him across the back 10 times without his coat on, was the decision of the boys. Everybody agreed. The teacher said, "Wow, that is pretty severe, boys. Are you ready to stand by it?" inquired the teacher. Another yelled, and the teacher said, "The rules stand. School comes to order." All was going well until in a day or so, Big Tom found his lunch had been stolen. Upon inquiry, the thief was located. A hungry little fellow by the name of Little Jim, about 10 years old. The next morning, the teacher announced, "We have found the thief, and he must be punished according to your rules. 10 stripes across the back. No coat. Jim, come up here." The little fellow, trembling, came up slowly with a big winter coat fastened up to the neck and pleaded, "Teacher, teacher, you can whip me hard as you like, but please don't make me take off my coat. You must take that coat off. You helped make the rules, remember?" the teacher said firmly. "Oh, teacher, teacher, don't make me." But he began to unbutton the huge, rugged coat anyway. And what did the teacher behold? Lo, the lad had no shirt on, with only strings for suspenders over his little bony body. "How can I whip this child?" the teacher thought. "But I must do something if I am to keep this school and keep things in order in this classroom." The classroom was quiet as death. "How come you do not have a shirt on, Little Jim?" asked the young teacher. Little Jim replied, "My father died this year, and my mother is very poor. I have only one shirt to my name, and she is washing that today. So I wore my brother's big coat to keep warm." The teacher, with rod in hand, hesitated. Just then, from the back of the schoolroom, Big Tom, the one who reported that his food was stolen, jumped to his feet and said, "Teacher, wait a minute. I will take Jim's whipping for him, since we all made the rules. I'll take his whipping." "Very well. There is a certain law whereby one can become a substitute for another. Are you all agreed?" Off came Big Tom's coat with a flash, and after 5 hard lashes, the rod broke. The teacher bowed his head in his hands and thought, "How can I finish this awful task?" Then he heard the entire school sobbing. The bad boys. of the mountains were crying. They were so moved by the gesture of Big Tom. What did the teacher see? Little Jim had reached up and caught Tom with both arms around his neck, saying, "Tom, I am sorry I stole your dinner, but I was awful hungry. Tom, I'll love you till I die for taking my whipping for me. Yes, I'll love you forever. Thank you so much." A dear friend of mine, you have broken the rules as well, and you deserve punishment, and you know it, and I know it. We all do. You have broken God's laws, the God of the universe, who created everything you see and has blessed you with every blessing you have received. You have violated the laws of God. But Jesus Christ took your scourging, your whipping, your beating for you. He is your Big Tom, if you will. He died in your place and now offers you his garments of salvation. Will you not fall at his feet and tell him you will love him and follow him forever? Today, the Holy Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans 10:9 in the Holy Bible says that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, dear friend of mine, if you are willing right now to believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, he took your whipping, he took your beating, that which you deserved, he paid your sin debt, he died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. He paid it all. Are you willing to believe on him and receive him into your heart? Are you willing to trust Jesus Christ with all of your heart so that one day when you die, you can go to heaven and not go to hell where you deserve? Where I deserve, for we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death. That includes not only physical death, but spiritual death in hell forever, under the wrath of God. So, dear friend, believe on Christ and receive Christ into your heart today. He took your whipping. Please pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer and mean it from your heart. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have broken your rules. I have stolen things before. I have broken your rules. I have lusted after people and things before. I have coveted people and things before. I have broken your rules for life. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have disrespected them in your sight. I have broken your rules. I have taken your holy name in vain. I have broken your rules. I am guilty, and I understand that I deserve to go to your eternal jail called hell. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul and forgive me of all of my sins, my failures, and my faults. As I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, with all of my heart, I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, that he was buried and he rose on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life. For it is in your name, Lord Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank you, dear friend, for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. Many other people have done it down through the years. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The gospel tract this podcast is based on is published by Gospel Tract Society, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this tract online at gospeltractsociety.org. And when you do, send them a love offering. And when you do, when you receive your tracts, pass the tracts out. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.